listening to episode number 1777 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, July 7th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Well, hello, Johnny boy.
How are you today?
Bit of all right, you?
I am doing fine. If I was any better, I'd be triplets, and I'd probably like that a lot.
You probably would.
I've always thought about triplets.
You get in touch with your feminine side and
well,
never let it go.
Well, I didn't say anything about the feminine side. It is Tuesday morning. How about some random facts, shall we?
Sure.
Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
Were once called Chunk Stuffers.
Chunk Stuffers?
Chunk Stuffers. When they debuted in the 70s. I do not remember that.
I don't remember.
That's an unrememberable name, I should say. Chunk
probably
Stuffers.
Probably a little bit forgettable.
Actually,
not
sounds kind of
too
dirty, too.
Hmm. Oh, good grief. Go on. Next one.
Can still buy Blockbuster stock. Remember Blockbuster?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's now a penny stock that trades under the symbol BLIAQ, stands for BB Liquidating. Blockbuster Liquidating.
Why would you buy stock in Blockbuster?
Well, they're liquidating stores. There's still one Blockbuster store left.
Huh.
Or there was.
Huh.
Anyway. And then, of course, they were in Captain Marvel, so, you know, she flew into a Blockbuster store. Your eardrums rupture at 150 decibels, slightly louder than a jet engine getting ready to take off right next to you. Hmm. Wow, 150 decibels.
Almost about what you listen to in your headphones.
I know, right? And your lungs, get this, would rupture at 200 decibels.
Really?
But it's impossible for sound to be louder than 190 decibels because the air breaks down the sound.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, because your lungs would like just implode. Boom! The first canceled show to get an Emmy nomination, because that happens nowadays, was Drive in 2007. Drive. It was a show about a cross-country car race on Fox. It was canceled after 4 episodes. Nominated for Outstanding Visual Effects. I never heard of it. Did you ever hear of it?
Drive. No.
I don't know. All right. With that, it's time for some Who Cares News. Yeah. I've been waiting. What's going on?
I know, because this is our new national nightmare.
Oh, we have a new one.
Yeah, we started it yesterday.
Oh, with Kanye West?
Uh-huh. Maybe Kanye West is qualified to be a politician after all. I didn't say president, but I said politician.
Why?
He's only been one for a couple days,
right,
and he's already got the part about fleecing the taxpayers down.
Okay.
Yep.
What happened?
The Small Business Administration says Kanye's Yeezy company got between $2 million and $5 million from the Paycheck Protection Program.
What?
Uh-huh. It's the program that was instituted by Congress
to help
small businesses save jobs during the pandemic. So the money helped Yeezy save 160 jobs. Well, on one hand, that sounds really nice and stuff, right?
But you know, couldn't he save 160 jobs? $2 million,
because,
I mean, you know, is nothing to him.
No, he could poop it. He could poops
it
in the morning.
Every morning. After his brand flakes. I mean,
right. It's the morning constitutional.
Here's $2 billion.
I don't even know that he needs a cup of coffee to do it.
I don't think.
So not that Kanye's tens of millions couldn't have assisted in keeping 160 jobs.
Or his wife's billion. She's got $1 billion.
Sure. Now, there's a lot of stars out there and company owners who paid out of their pockets.
This is an absolute crime. And this guy wants to be president. He's right up there with Trump and everybody else.
He's right up there.
He's right up there.
So we did the math. Yeah. 2 million divided by 160.
Uh-huh. How much is that?
It is $12,500 apiece.
So if you're a full-time employee, what's that? That's four months' salary.
The man is loaded. He has
gold toilets.
Yeah, he does.
So,
yeah. How greedy.
And he's got this compound in Montana now that he probably paid millions of dollars for.
But yet, instead of giving back, he's going to take.
You know, a lot of big companies did this. And a lot of them gave it
back.
They said, hey, you know, we screwed up. We know.
Yeah.
But
they shouldn't have done it in the first place.
And here's the other part. This money was, there was a limit on how much money Congress would allow to go to this program.
Uh-huh.
And they ran out of money.
And why is that, John Van Camp?
Because people like Kanye West took it all.
That's right. So
there
what
you
happened
go.
To some of the small
we're
businesses?
They closed up. Yeah. And they're not coming back. The fleecing of America.
So meanwhile, back at the Montana ranch.
Yeah.
Kanye recently filed to trademark the slogan, West Day Ever.
West Day Ever.
So he can slap it on more than 100 different products, from T-shirts and hoodies to G-strings and infant
wear. Where are you going to fit it on a G-string, an imprint on a G-string? Where the hell are you going to put something on a G-string?
I'm just kind of disturbed that I put G-strings and infant wear in the same sentence. And, of course, shoes.
Of course, shoes. I'm going to run right out and get West Day Ever shoes.
I'm just nauseated.
Our national nightmare.
Nausea.
Folks.
Man, right now I'm wishing I had a good Lori Loughlin story instead. That ship sailed. All right, so Halle Berry, your girl.
Halle's made the news today?
She has.
What happened?
She's come under a bit of online scrutiny for spilling that she was in talks to play a transgender man in an upcoming movie.
Wait a minute. Wait. Uh-huh. So she was going to play a woman who became a man. She'd make one good-looking dude, don't you think? I'd like to hang out with Halle Berry the man.
You'd like to hang out with Halle Berry the paper bag. Doesn't matter. It's Halle Berry. All right, so now...
Standee.
I don't want to be in the room if you're hanging around with the Halle Berry standee. That's my cue to skedaddle.
Yeah. So she was in talks. She was going to play.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that was really distracting.
See, who's the one who gets distracted by Halle Berry? Not so much me.
No, it was a disturbing visual of you and Sandy.
Okay, all right. But
now, Halle was schooled that playing any persuasion or race thing, blackface or whiteface, isn't necessarily the thing
you
do.
Yeah, other than your own. Yeah, probably not.
So
yeah.
Halle issued a statement that says she's decided to take her name out of the running for the part.
Okay, good.
And she understands that the transgender community should be able to tell their own stories.
I like Halle Berry for a lot of reasons. I really do.
Okay, so, but really my question is, if you're a woman...
Yeah.
Why can't you play a transgender man?
Because there's plenty of transgender men that can play that part. That's the same as if you're if you're African American and you want to play something else, or like happened in Hollywood a lot. For instance, Ed Ames played a Native American, not Native American.
Right.
So that's, we're all getting schooled here, folks. In case you want to know what this is all about. And look at it came from you and me. We schooled somebody today. That should be an accomplishment in and of itself.
And hey, we schooled Kanye West,
give
too.
Us a damn medal.
Our donuts. I think we earned our donuts
today. We earned
today.
Something today. We earned the right to exit stage left. Back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.